Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Empowerment 365. Good morning. Thank you for tuning in. Hope that this will be a benefit to you. Thank you so much for waking up with us. And so as we begin our daily practice of working on ourselves, encouraging ourselves, motivating ourselves to become the best person that we can be, we will do the work. We will strive and put forth the effort to become the best person that we can be. And we start with the empowerment pledge every day, and that pledge is, I will work on myself. I will work on my issues, my concerns, my hurts, and my pains. And if you will, just consider that thought for a moment. I will work on myself. I will do the things necessary to become a better person. I will do the work. I will work on my issues. What are your issues? What are the things that you really need to take into account for in your life? What are the things that you really need to look at and think about and contemplate on? Make adjustments, make the changes that are necessary, and then do the things that you know you need to do to fulfill the purpose in your life. And that's what the empowerment process is all about. It's about working on yourself. I will strive to develop the tools necessary to become a better person. And with this Empowerment 365 process, there are tools available for you to utilize and develop and work on yourself that fits you. It calls for a level of self-discipline, but if you are willing to work on yourself, the doors will open. All you have to do is simply try. That's all you have to do. So as we continue on, we have to be able to look at ourselves as we acknowledge that there is growth coming and welcome it within yourself, and then acknowledge that you're growing and becoming a better person every day, just one day at a time. Develop. Put time into and think about your own empowerment pledge. Doesn't have to be the one that I'm promoting, but just make sure you have a pledge that you adhere to and that you live by, that creates standards for how you will live your life. And that way, your life will become more productive and you will become a better person. I guarantee you. So welcome to the show today. I hope that this episode will be beneficial to you. And let's get started with gratitude. Today, we begin, as always, with gratitude. That is a time that we reflect. That is a time that we begin to pull ourselves back in, to regroup, to recoil, take a step back. To be thankful for the things that we do have. To be grateful for your life, your body, and the experiences that you have here on this earth. So humble yourself for just a moment, where there are no responsibilities, no worries, no cares, and just become thankful for your life. Become grateful for your life. Express gratitude right now for the things that you do have. The ability to function in this world. Become thankful and humble. Not making yourself bigger than anyone else. Just because you have a few worldly possessions, still humble yourself. The possessions don't make you. Your character, the type of person that you are, the way that you feel on the inside, the way you live your life, is what it's really all about. And so today, it does not matter how much money you have in your pocketbook or in your wallet. What matters is the type of person that you are, the type of life that you're living. Are you working to find your purpose? Are you doing everything that you can to live out your design and divine purpose for your own life? now, as you continue to humble yourself, practice forgiveness. Just for a moment, let go of the past, let go of relationships, let go of your upbringing, let go of your childhood, and forgive. Find something or someone to forgive right now. I am forgiving right now. I am letting go right now. I am leaving the past in the past right now. Practice forgiveness every day. Find a reason to forgive yourself for something. Don't carry that old baggage into your new day. Every day is a fresh new day. We can remember the past, but we don't have to bring it forward, and we don't have to live in it. And every day that we move forward in our lives, let's make it move forward with purpose. Let's make these days go by with gratitude, forgiveness, humility, and love, and respect for another person and ourselves. And you learn to love and respect yourself with all of your being. Can you learn to appreciate yourself with all of your being? Can you learn to simply practice to demonstrate every day your own level of self-discipline and love for yourself? Now we'll transition into our praise model, and that is the Empowerment Works method for giving back to ourselves and being thankful and acknowledging that there's some things going on beyond us. And in this process, there is a higher power known by many names that we must acknowledge, we must give thanks to, and we must recognize. And so with that being said, if you will, for just a moment, take just another step back, and now we'll begin to praise. And if you will, for just a moment, begin to just say thank you in any way that you want to. Just say thank you. And if you can humble yourself and get away from your world and your responsibilities and your cares, and just step back and say, thank you for my life. Just say thank you for my life. Feel gratitude. Feel thankful for just your life, for just waking up this morning. Can you really stop for a moment and say thank you and become grateful and humble and appreciative for your life? And for waking another day. Take this moment right now to just become grateful and humble. Say thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for another day. Thank you for waking me in my right mind. Thank you for allowing me to continue to have this body that works for me. That's a beautiful thing when you can acknowledge that you have another day and it's a blessing and a benefit. And next we will go into the recognition. And it's a conscious recognition of the things that are here for you. So we're thankful for our bodies and for air, for water, for grass, for trees, for the animals, the earth, sun, the moon, the stars. All the elements that make up this reality that's been given to you as a benefit for you to experience. Would you just say thank you for all of those things, for the fruit on the trees, the vegetables, and all the things that you're given to help you survive and subsist in this world and in this life, can you just recognize that you're not doing it? You're not paying the bills. You're being given assistance and support in doing it. And can you say thank you, because I am not paying the bills. The job was a blessing. The relationship is a blessing. The people that come in and out of your lives are a blessing. And now, can you acknowledge past and present gifts and benefits that come in and out of your life all the time? Can you stop for a moment and say, thank you for the benefits. Thank you for putting clothes on me. Thank you for allowing me to have shelter and a family and friends. And if you don't have any of those things, go back to thank you for my life and my health. Because whenever you find yourself in a position of lack, you can always go back and push the reset button. And that button is, I am thankful for my life and for my health. All of those other things are additions to it. Can you acknowledge that there are some things that you just have in your life that are gifts? Electricity, running water, those are all benefits. Be thankful right now for your benefits. And now I want to transition into the intercession portion of it, where you pray for somebody else. Would you pray for somebody else right now? Will you just open up your heart and say a prayer in your mind or openly for someone else? A blessing for someone that may have evil in his heart, someone that may be hurt, someone that may be disappointed, someone that may be struggling. Can you reach out to them and say, I would like to send a blessing. I would like to send a wish of prosperity and peace to your life and to your heart. And for that person that's suffering in a relationship, or that person that's suffering with health issues, can you send a blessing to them right now? Then can you ask for whatever you need? The selfless piece here is you ask for something for someone else first before you ask for yourself. Can you praise right now and say thank you for what you do have? Thank you so much. Thank you right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, the last aspect of the praise model is silence, where we become still and quiet and listen for divine guidance and divine revelation and for that still voice. Because what we do is we are so busy praying and asking that we never stop to listen. So can you practice right now stopping for just a moment and just listening? Before you do anything else, can you quiet your heart? Yes. It's quiet and relaxed. And for a moment, if you could just still yourself practicing being quiet and listening, and then ending your praise time with thanksgiving and gratitude and appreciation for the and the blessings. There you have it. And if you can continue to practice working on yourself every day, one day at a time, you will see that empowerment does work. It's all up to you. It's your choice. Thank you for joining me today for Empowerment 365, another day, another morning of motivation and empowerment just for you. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to continue to work on ourselves every day, just one day at a time. Visit me on my website, www.theempowerment.weebly.com. There are a lot of things that you can go out there and make an investment in yourself with. Continue to become the best person that you can be. Strive for excellence every day in your life. And become the best person that you can be today and every day. I'll talk with you tomorrow. for another episode of Empowerment 365. And don't forget, find your 3 P's.